And do you sleep here now, Mrs. Smith? Is this your bedroom?
Yes, it's my bedroom.
So you sleep in the room that Van Gogh slept in?
Yes, I do.
That must be quite exciting. I'd be excited.
I can't hear him snoring at all.
Lucky you.
No.
I bet he did. His landlady, Mrs. Ursula Lawyer, ran a small school here. She also took lodgers. Vincent was working in Covent Garden at Goupil's London office. And every morning, he walked to work. In a top hat he'd bought specially, he thought it made him look more English. This journey to Covent Garden took him 45 minutes, and that's not easy.
The wanting man's alive, a thing of
strength. Van Gogh was a ridiculously fast walker. He shot past the Oval, where the English played that strange game called cricket. He didn't enjoy the fog. It depressed him. And the river, pumped full of sewage, used to stink so badly he hurried across it. But he loved this view over Westminster Bridge. The Houses of Parliament, just built. The Thames Embankment, newly reclaimed from 32 acres of mud. And he couldn't have missed the poverty. You know that expression, slumming it? Well, slumming was something Londoners used to do in Vincent's time. It means going to look at the slums. The worst ones were in the East End, Whitechapel, Bethnal Green, terrifying places, underage prostitutes lurking in the alleys, and an unbuilt sewage system pumping crap into the streets.